Welcome to the Manga Was Better podcast. Today, we'll continue our discussion on Junji Ito's work, specifically Uzumaki. This is a spoiler-free review, which gives you a brief introduction to the series. Uzumaki was created and published between 1998 and 1999. It's about a town which has a supernatural curse involving spirals. The main theme is obsession. Artwork. After his first work on Tomie, Junji Ito polished his work, and Uzumaki clearly reflects that. Uzumaki reflects beautiful illustration and panels. Also, is believed by many to be Junji Ito's masterpiece. Best chapters. I found the best chapters to be Chapter 3, The Scar, Chapter 10, Mosquitoes. Chapter 3, Plot, was inspired by Tomie, and the art I absolutely love it. Chapter 10 has a very creepy and unique setting, so I love that. None of his chapters are bad by any means, but the worst one that I felt that did not quite deliver was Chapter 6, Medusa. It was an okay chapter, but it takes inspiration from Chapter 11 of Tomie called Hair. In my opinion, Chapter 11 was way better of Tomie. Chapters that I liked are chapters 1, 2, 4, 7, 8, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Spiral Obsessions, The Firing Effect, Jack in the Box, Snail, Chaos, Erosion, Escape, The Labyrinth, Completion. All these chapters imply different aspects of the story. For example, obsession, self-harm, people going mad. And some chapters are independent chapters of aspects interesting and weird that Junji Ito wanted to implement in his story. Some okay chapters, I found Twisted Souls, The Black Lighthouse, The Storm, and The House. These are chapter 5, 9, 12, and 13 specifically. These chapters are good, but they're predictable and not very important to the overall story. What I didn't like were chapters 11 and 14, The Umbilical Cord and The Butterflies. They're not bad chapters, but 11 had nothing to do with the main story, and 14 was heading in a direction for the story that I did not like. But it was a great chapter. Art, I would give it 5 stars. It has amazing and polished art after Tomie, like I said in the beginning. Themes, 5 stars. Most of the themes are pretty unique. Horror, 5 star. The deaths and horror aspects are great. Characters, I would give it 4 stars. They're great. They're amazing characters. But for me, I ended up caring about Tomie's character a bit more than Uzumaki characters. Maybe it has something to do with, since Tomie is more of a love story and this is more of a town aspect of a story, maybe that has something to do with it. Story, I'll give it 5 stars. It does have some repetitive elements because everything has to do with spirals. Junji Ito gives a lot of uniqueness to most of his stories. Ending, I would give it 4 star. I was not amazed by the ending, but it's not by any means bad. It ties all the story together. It explains a lot of everything that's been going on throughout the story. And it's better than no ending, which is what we got in Tomie. So he definitely elaborated more than Tomie in this volume, I feel, than in this whole series than Tomie. But overall, it didn't take me away, the ending, let's say. And I will never look at snails the same way. Thank you. See you next time on the Manga Was Better podcast.